礼节美语。
陈豪是个很勤快的年轻人， ABC 美国公司的总裁很喜欢他，正逐渐给他增加任务。陈豪也很机灵，凡是没把握的事儿都去请教美籍华人 Mary。
哎，陈豪，你好像很激动， What happened？
哎呀，我们的总裁啊 Mr. Moore 让我明天出面请两位客户吃晚饭啊。你知道我过去都是给人家当陪客的， Never been a host. I don't even know what to do.
Don't worry. 当主人呢，主要是保证晚餐进行的顺顺当当，让客人感到舒适满意。
可问题是怎么做呀？ Tell me specifically what to do first.
First, of course, choose a restaurant. 找个合适的饭馆呢。
我们公司附近最近不刚开了个新饭馆吗？ I'll take them there.
你呀，最好找一个你熟悉的饭馆， so you can be sure that the food and service will be good.
那倒是，否则呀，太危险了。I did hear that the new restaurant is quite noisy.
太吵闹可不行。You need an atmosphere that is suitable for business conversation.
哎，有了，我想起了一个非常合适的饭馆。哎 ，Mary。Would you like to have lunch there with me today to check it out?
Thank you. I'd love to be your guinea pig for lunch. 我就做一回你的试验品吧。
Guinea pig? 请你吃饭还说做我的试验品？ So, Mary, what do you think? Will this work for the business dinner?
It's perfect. 对了，既然你现在在这里，你可以认识一下那个 head waiter, 把明天的账先付了。Take care of the bill for tomorrow night.
饭还没有吃，吃什么也都不知道，就先付钱？
没关系的，你先把信用卡给他，让他印一份，告诉他你要付多少小费，然后签个字，让他们把账单的副本寄给你。
But isn't it risky to give someone your credit card?
像那样的饭店呢，都是有信誉的。So it's not risky, and it's done all the time. 要是你不想先付账的话，那你当天就先告诉服务员，吃完饭以后把账单交给你。That will eliminate any confusion over who's paying.
That's a very good idea. 对了 ，Mary， 既然我们在这里，那我就先订一个比较安静、景色比较好的桌子吧。
A wonderful idea to request a specific table for tomorrow.
Mary, thank you so much.
You're welcome.Next time, you'll know that as a host, it's your responsibility to choose an appropriate restaurant, taking care of as much as possible ahead of time, such as arranging for how to pay the bill and requesting a nice table. Then it will be an enjoyable evening for all.